Mark Scar on KIOW. Proud to welcome back Jerry Krochak, Director of Corporate and Media Relations for Country Thunder Music Festivals. And of course, Country Thunder Iowa. We're now just a week away. Jerry, how are you?
Good. I mean, it's getting close and the site is starting to come together. And I guess we call this the calm before the thunder. I think you and I coined that phrase. So it feels good. The weather's kind of turned around here. It's looking nice and green, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, we've had timely rain, and I think the weather is going to be a little cooler for us, which we won't complain too much about. It's very nice and mild right now, and people are thinking about, if they haven't gotten their tickets already, they want to do that. They want to camp, and all that stuff's going to ramp up soon enough, right?
Yeah, that campsite is looking fantastic. It's one of our nicest camping festivals that we have, luxury sites, I would call them. So there's still some of those left, and everything you need is at countrythunder.com. Just looking forward to getting reacquainted with old friends from last year.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the organizations you're proud to be partnered with are local right here in the Four City area, and that's Families of the Fallen, and they're going to have their presence all weekend as well.
Yeah, we love dealing with those folks. We fell in love with everybody we met, and certainly a cause that we immediately got behind for very good reason, and looking forward to working with them and reuniting with all those folks we met last year again.
Talking to Jerry Krochak from Country Thunder, Iowa, and we get rolling on June 10th. There's some up-and-comers. I'd like to spend a little bit of time just talking about each one. Let's start with Mr. Jackson Dean, who's going to hit the stage right front and center right away there on Friday.
Yeah, nice way to kind of kick things off at 4:30. You and I have talked about this, Mark. It's a thing where you want to come early and see people like Jackson, see people like John Morgan, see people like Nolan Sotillo, Matt Stell. You know, these become the headliners of tomorrow. So I remember looking at some posters in some of our Country Thunder offices where you've got Eric Church and Luke Bryan as a 1 o'clock act, and you never know. So it's I think that makes a festival balance, sort of the hot up and comers, the great headliners, and then the heritage artists that stood the test of time, and I think we got it all in spades at this festival.
Isn't it crazy, Jerry, go back probably 40 years and Sawyer Brown got their start, and they are renowned for their stage act. Mark Miller is a showman bar none, and they're coming here. You're going to be able to see acts like Sawyer Brown and Travis Tritt and Trace Adkins right here in our backyard. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, you sort of, I think there's a cliche that you want to, have something for everyone. And even though it's tough to be everything to everyone, I think we've sort of, we've kind of met that requirement and have those heritage acts. It's always great when you see your young fans singing along with Sawyer Brown and Travis Tritt songs. It means they were brought up right. But the youngsters have a hard time keeping up with a front man like Mark.
No doubt about it. And then we've got Lee Bryce, Kip Moore, and Chris Young, your three headliners for 2022.
Yeah, Lee is one of those artists where sometimes people don't know all of his hits and his number ones. And for me, he's kind of maybe the sleeper of the headliners. He's one that people are going to love if they have never seen him before. Kip Moore always does his job. And, of course, Chris Young is another big hit maker. And it's a real nice 1-2-3 punch at the headliner spot.
And you got a couple of great talented ladies, Lindsay L. and Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, I love Lainey's voice. And Lindsay, being a fellow Canadian, amazing guitar player. Anytime you see a country music star playing her own leads, you always sit up and take notice. She's a very well-respected guitar player and a great singer and a great performer.
Jerry, I know we kind of mentioned it at the top, but kind of tell me a little bit about preliminarily how this thing comes together, what the site's going to look like as we get closer, and when's the stage setup going to be, and all that minutia that I enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people show up, and I guess they don't realize the work that goes into it. It's our stage crew, our site team. I'm biased, but I consider them to be the best in the world. So a lot of the site is already under construction, with a lot of the tents going up and things like that. By the weekend, the stage steel will arrive, and those guys will start doing their thing. Those guys and girls will start doing their thing. I call it the most efficient anthill in the world, run by people far smarter than me. And you're right. It's really interesting to watch it come to life. And by the time the gates open, people come in, they don't realize kind of what's been going on day and night for a week in advance. But it's all part of, you know, it's all part of the excitement of what we do, coming into the middle of an empty field and building Country Thunder.
And it comes off swimmingly. There's, Jerry, a lot of ticket options for folks. They can go a number of different ways. Let's lay that out for them.
Yeah, everybody loves those VIP options, the reserve seating and platinum and things like that. Platinum is the best, for my money, the best tickets in the house, up close and personal viewing and private bar and private air-conditioned washroom trailers and all the bells and whistles. Three-day GA tickets. If you're on a budget for this type of stuff, and then single day tickets if you're stressed for time and can only make it out. Choose your options all at countrythunder.com, and come one day, come 3 days, let's see you there.
Jerry, sounds great. Jerry Krochak, Director of Corporate and Media Relations for Country Thunder Music Festivals. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Mark. Always a pleasure.
For Jerry Krochak, I'm Mark Scar on KIOW.